亲爱的弟兄姐妹，平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
谢谢李弟兄刚才带我们唱了这首诗歌。
We thank our brothers, led the hymn for us.
让我们看到耶稣基督他在宝座上。
So we can see that Jesus Christ is on the throne.
他满有荣耀。
He's full of glory.
他作王掌权。
He is the king and in reign.
他用铁杖辖管万国。
He rules the nations with rod of iron.
实在可以带给我们激励，带给我们盼望。
Truly that encourages and gives us hope.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们要感谢你，我们要赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
因为你的话告诉我们说。
For your words told us.
除了神的灵，没有人知道神的事。
Besides the Spirit of God, no one knows the things of God.
当我们来到你面前。
As we come before you.
当我们思想你自己话的时候。
When we meditate upon your words.
我们实在感谢你。
We truly thank you.
因为我们所领受的。
For what we have received.
并不是世上的灵
，Not the spirit of this world，
乃是你所赐给我们的灵
，By the spirit you have given to us，
是你开恩要叫我们知道的事
，It is why you have been gracious to us so we can know the things of you，
是我们眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，心里面未曾想的事
，The things that our eyes have never seen, our ears have never heard, and the things have never thought in our heart。
愿你自己所赐的圣灵帮助引导我们每个人。
May your Holy Spirit guide and help each one of us.
让我们可以蒙你圣灵的引导，蒙你圣灵光照。
So we can be guided and be enlightened by your Holy Spirit.
我们可以听见你对我们今天所要说的话。
So we can hear the words you would like to speak to us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的题目就是宝座与审判。
So the topic I would like to share with brothers and sisters is throne and judgment.
我们先来看马太福音第二十六章。
Let's read Book of Matthew chapter 26.
六十二到六十四。
Verse 62-64.
大祭司就站起来对耶稣说：“你什么都不回答吗？这些人做见证告你的是什么呢？”耶稣却不言语。大祭司对他说：“我指着永生神，叫你起誓告诉我们。”你是神的儿子基督不是。
And the high priest arose and said unto him, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God.
耶稣对他说，你说的是，然而我告诉你，后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
Jesus says unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, Hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
我们再读六十五节。
And let's go to verse 65.
大祭司就撕开衣服说，他说了健忘的话，我们何必再用见证人呢？这健忘的话现在你们都听见了，你们的意见如何？他们回答说，他是该死的。
Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witness? Behold, now we have heard his blasphemy.
这节经文的背景是
So the background of those verse.
主耶稣被门徒犹大出卖。
So our Lord Jesus was betrayed by his disciple Judas.
被带到大祭司院子里受审。
And being judged at the high priest courtyard.
祭司长和公会要除掉耶稣。
So the chief priest and the Sanhedrin would like to cut off our Lord Jesus.
找了好些人做假见证告他。
They have found so many to give false witness and accuse him.
但是他们的见证互相矛盾。
But all their witness were in contradiction with one another.
在这些人的诬陷之中，耶稣自始至终一言不发。
In their false witness, our Lord Jesus never said a word.
一直到大祭司问他，你是神的儿子吗？
Until the high priest asked him, "Are you the Son of God?"
这个时候，耶稣回答说：“你说的是。”
And at this moment, Lord Jesus said that thou hast said.
或者马可福音十三章六十二节那里，主耶稣就直接说：“我是。”
Or Book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 62 says, "The Lord said, 'Yes, I am.'"
大祭司问他说：“你是神的儿子吗？”
The high priest asked him, "Are you the Son of God?"
耶稣说：“我是。”这已经非常清楚回答了大祭司的问题。
Our Lord Jesus said, "Yes, I am," which very clearly answered high priest.
但是耶稣他偏要再加上一句。
But Lord Jesus had to add one more sentence.
然而我告诉你们。
But let me tell you.
后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
Hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
而大祭司一听到这句话，
As soon as the high priest heard this,
他立马像演戏一样撕开衣服。
Just like acting a drama, he rent his clothes.
他为什么要这样出离愤怒当众做出这样一番举动呢？
So why did he have to act in such a rows and did this way? Why did the high priest accuse Lord Jesus and say that he said something blasphemy?
Because Jesus not only proclaimed that he is God's son.
For Lord Jesus not only proclaimed he's the Son of God,
而且他引用了旧约但以理书里面一节经文。
But he used a verse from the book of Daniel.
而这是大祭司他绝对不能接受的事。
And that was something the high priest definitely could not accept.
圣经都是神所默示。
So the Bible, the scripture is all inspired by God.
新约可以解释旧约。
The New Testament is able to explain the Old Testament.
让我们不只看到影子，而是看到已经显现出来的实体。
So we no longer just see the shadow, but also we see the actual reality.
另一方面，
On the other hand,
主耶稣和新约的作者也常常引用旧约的话来启示真理。
Lord Jesus also often uses the words from the Old Testament to reveal truth.
这时候我们就需要用旧约来解释新约。
So at this time, we will need to use the Old Testament to explain the New Testament.
而这一点呢，是我们常常会忽略的。
So this is something we often neglect.
比如旧约先知说预言的时候。
So for example, when the Old Testament prophesied,
常常会用异常的天象来代表神对地上列国的审判。
Often use abnormal astrological phenomena to represent God's judgment to the nations.
以赛亚也好，以西结也好，耶利米也好，但以理也好。
So whether it's Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, or Daniel.
约珥、阿摩斯、弥迦、纳洪。
Or Joel, or Amos,Micah or Nahum.
他们说预言的时候。
When they prophesied.
他们说到神的审判的时候。
When they mentioned the judgment of God.
常常用日头变成黑暗，月亮星辰也不发光。
They often say that the sun will turn black, the moon and star does not give out light.
用耶和华搅动大海，使海中的波浪喷红。
Or Jehovah divide the sea, whose wave roared.
使地摇动，使地大大震动。
Or shaking the earth with great earthquake.
如果我们只按字面来理解的话，
If we only understand all these literally,
那这些预言就都落空了。
Then all those prophecies fail to be fulfilled.
所以我们需要知道。
So we have to know.
先知，他们在旧约的先知，他们说预言的时候，讲到审判的时候，常常都是用的是表号。
So when the Old Testament prophets, when they talk about judgment, they often use symbolic language.
他们使用这样先知特有的语言宣告神对一个国家、一个政权和族类的审判。
They use such prophetic words to proclaim God's judgment toward a nation or government or race.
使徒行传第二章。
Book of Acts chapter 2.
圣灵在五旬节降临。
When the Holy Spirit came upon, descend on the day of Pentecost.
彼得站起来说话。
Peter stood up to speak.
他引用了旧约先知约珥的预言。
So he used the prophecy which was mentioned in the Old Testament prophet Joel.
在天上我要显出奇事。
In the heaven I will show, and I will show wonders in heaven above.
在地下我要显出神迹。
And signs in the earth beneath.
有血，有火，有烟雾。
Blood and fire and vapor of smoke.
日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血。
The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood.
这在主大而显明的日子未到以前。
Before the great and notable day of the Lord comes.
就说主大而显明的日子还没到的时候，要有这些迹象。
Which means that
就是五旬节的迹象。
Before the great and notable day of the Lord come, there should be those wonders and signs, which was happened on the day of Pentecost.
到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And at that time, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
彼得和约珥一样。
Peter and Joel the same.
不是讲肉眼能够看到的现象。
They don't talk about what fleshly eyes can see.
而是用这些表号向世人发出审判的警告。
But they use the symbolic language to proclaim warnings to people.
他接下来说，到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And he said that when it comes to pass, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
不要等到审判来到的时候才悔改，那时候就来不及了。
So don't wait until the judgment comes to repent. When that comes, it's already too late.
众人听见这话就觉得扎心。
When all those heard, their hearts are pierced.
就对彼得和其余的门徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
So they ask Peter and other disciples, brother, what should we do?
彼得说，你们个人要悔改。
Peter said that each one of you shall repent.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
I'm baptized into the name of the Lord.
叫你们的罪得赦。
So your sins can be forgiven.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And will be able to receive the Holy Spirit that's given.
回到但以理书第七章。
As we turn back to chapter 7 of Book of Daniel.
但以理在梦中看见一个异象。
Daniel saw a vision in his dream.
天的四风骤起，刮在大海之上。
Four winds of the heavens dove above the great sea.
有四个极其可怕的大兽从海中上来，形状各有不同。
And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another.
神借着这四个兽，让但以理看到已经出现和将要出现的巴比伦、马代波斯、希腊和罗马四个强国。
So through those four beasts, God revealed to Daniel what already was already happened or what should happen, that the Babylonian Empire, the Persia Medes, Greek and Roman Empire.
但以理在异象中看到地上的景象是极其恐怖的。
So the vision Daniel saw which happened upon the earth was very dreadful.
神的百姓要被这些列国强权所逼迫。
God's people shall be persecuted by all the dominion of those nations.
他们要与神的圣灵征战，并且胜过他们。
And they shall fight with the saints of God and overcome.
然而
However,
神也让但以理在异象中看到一幅充满荣耀的景象。
God also let Daniel in the vision see another glorious thing.
那是天上的景象。
Heavenly thing.
但以理看到神的宝座。
Daniel saw the throne of God.
就是他称之为恒古常在者的宝座。
Which is the throne that Daniel calls the throne of the Ancient of Days.
案卷在他面前展开。
The books are open before him.
他坐着要行审判。
He was sitting there to execute judgment.
而主耶稣在大祭司面前所引用的则是这之后的那一段经文。
And what the, our Lord Jesus before the high priest used was this verse in the letter.
但以理书第七章第十三节第十四节。
Book of Daniel chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到恒古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and come to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and kingdom, that all people, nation, language shall serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed.
读这一段经文的时候，
So when we read this verse,
我们马上会想到在启示录。
Immediately it reminds of us of Book of Revelation.
约翰在异象中也看到宝座，看到书卷。
So in vision, John also saw the throne and the book.
那书卷用七个印封着。
The book was sealed with seven seals.
没有人能够揭开。
No one could open.
只有犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根。
Only the tribe of the lion of the tribe of Judah and also the rule of David.
就是羔羊，他有能力揭开七印。
Which is the lamb had the power to open up the seven seals.
当七印揭开的时候。
And the seven seals were open.
神和羔羊就在宝座上发出那愤怒的审判。
God and the lamb from the throne had their judgment.
主耶稣回答大祭司问题的时候说，你们都要看到人子降云而来的时候。
So when our Lord Jesus answered the question of high priest, he said that you will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud.
正是引用但以理书七章第十三、第十四节。
So which that's what which he used. Book of Daniel chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
他宣告说,
he proclaimed.
他要来到宝座,
he will come to the throne.
他要得着荣耀和审判的权柄,
he will receive glory and also the power of judgment.
他要在宝座上审判这个世代的人,
he will judge this generation from his throne.
他向所有的人宣告, 第一,他是基督,他是神的儿子。
He proclaims to everyone that first of all, he is Christ, the Son of God.
第二,他们都要看到耶稣基督在天上的宝座对他们施行审判,显明他是万主之主,万王之王。
Second, they will all see that Jesus Christ from the heavenly throne execute judgment, which reveals that he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
然而我告诉你们
But let me tell you
后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边驾着天上的云降临
Hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven
主耶稣这个预言是如何应验的
How did Lord's prophecy being fulfilled
很快就应验
It got fulfilled very quickly
主耶稣被钉十字架，被埋葬，从死里复活，并且升天之后三十多年的主后六十六年。
So after about 30 years of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus being crucified, buried, and resurrected from death, and ascended on high, which was in 66 AD.
因着犹太人反抗罗马帝国的统治，在而爆发了一场战争。
A war break out.Because the Jews were rebelled against the dominion of the Roman Empire.
战争开始之后，罗马军队以摧枯拉朽之势攻占了犹大的大部分地区。
And after the war break out, that Roman armies they had such great power and they occupied most of the areas in Judea.
像丹以理预言的那样。
Just like how Daniel prophesied.
他们极其强壮，大有力量，用大铁牙吞吃嚼碎所剩下的，用脚践踏。
So they were exceedingly terrible and great, strong in power. They used their iron teeth to devour and also stomp what the residue with their feet.
他们每次攻下一个村庄或者一个城镇，就把城镇、村庄夷为平地。
For each time after they conquer a village or town, they destroy and lay the towns and villages to the ground.
把百姓斩尽杀绝。
And they completely killed all the people.
最后他们推进到耶路撒冷，将耶路撒冷围困起来。
And finally they came to Jerusalem and put Jerusalem to siege.
但是呢，当时的罗马的指挥官不知道犯了什么病。认为呢，他们兵力不足，无法攻下耶路撒冷，就主动撤军了。
But at that time, not know what happened to the captain of the host of Roman army, that he thought there was not enough soldier, therefore could not take the Jerusalem, and therefore they retreated.
这时候，分锐党人他们就带着其他的犹太人，趁势追击，打败了罗马人。
So at this time, the zealots, they took other Jews and they chased after the Romans and conquered them.
使耶路撒冷获得了暂时的和平。
So Jerusalem, for a very short time, they had peace.
那这期间呢，耶路撒冷聚集了大量的犹太人。
So at this time, that there were a lot of Jews gathered in Jerusalem.
有一些是本来就住在那里的。
Some originally dwell there.
有一些是上来过逾越节的。
Some came to celebrate the Passover.
还有好多是因为逃避罗马人斩尽杀绝而到圣城来寻求保护。
And there are some that because of fleeing from the Romans, therefore they came into the holy city to seek protection.
可是好景不长。
However, this did not last long.
罗马人很快卷土重来，再次将耶路撒冷围困起来。
Very quickly, the Romans came back and once again compassed Jerusalem.
为了抵抗罗马人，犹太人曾经在城里面储存了大量的粮食。
In order to fight against the Romans, the Jews, they had stored so much food in the city.
然而呢，奋锐党却强行将粮食烧毁。
But the zealot actually burned out all the food.
据说是为了让神来出手，在以色列人处于绝境的时候，神能够非常神奇的介入来解救他们。
So some stories say that it was because that they would like God to reach out his hand in order to save the Israelites when they came to the end of themselves.
也借此显出神的怜悯。
And also reveal God's mercy.
或者呢，他们是想把以色列人逼入绝境，让他们背水一战，来击败罗马人。
Or the reason they did this was because so they would like to push the Israelites to the end of themselves so they could do all they could to defeat the Romans.
结果耶路撒冷被围困了五个月之后终于沦陷。
So after Jerusalem was under siege for 5 months, it was finally occupied.
据历史学家估算，
According to the calculation of historians,
罗马军队在耶路撒冷杀了约有100万人。
So, the army of Romans killed about 1 million people in Jerusalem.
而其中大部分都是平民老百姓。
And most of them were just the civilians.
圣殿被烧毁，没有一块石头留在另一块石头上。
The temple was burned, and there was no one stone left upon another.
整个城市成为一片废墟。
The whole city became desolate.
在城外竖起的是一眼看不到头的十字架。
And there were many crosses being lifted up, which could not be numbered outside the city.
上面挂着被俘的战俘。
And a prisoner of war was being hung there.
而活下来的战俘成为罗马人的囚徒，他们或者成为决斗士，被送进决斗场，被狮子吃掉。
So what those prisoners of war who were still alive, they became the prisoners of Romans, or they became gladiators, and they were being sent to arena and being eaten by the lions.
或者成为苦力派去建造罗马的中心广场。
Or they become the laborer and being sent to build the Forum of Peace and the Colosseum.
而17岁以下的孩子就被卖为奴隶。
And those under 17 years old were being sold to become slaves.
这就是历史上非常有名的发生在主后70年的耶路撒冷和圣殿的第二次被毁。
So this was something very famous in history, which was the siege of Jerusalem and also the second destruction of the temple, which happened in 70 AD.
在人来看，这就是犹太人一段非常非常悲惨的历史。
In man's perspective, this was some very tragic history of the Jews.
但是我们知道，这不单单是犹太人的悲剧。我们知道，这是主所说的，他要降云来到宝座，在全能者右边那个预言的应验。
But we know this was not only the tragedy of the Jews, but also this is the fulfillment of what Lord said, that he will come in the, with the cloud in heaven and on the right hand side of the power.
神为什么要拆毁耶路撒冷，拆毁圣殿，对以色列人实行这样严厉的审判呢？
Why did God destroy Jerusalem and the temple, which was such severe punishment, judgment toward the Israelites?
主耶稣在地上的时候，
When Lord Jesus was upon the earth,
所罗门建造的第一圣殿已经被毁了500多年。
The first temple built by Solomon was already destroyed for more than 500 years.
而所罗巴伯带领修建的第二个圣殿呢，正在扩建。
And the rebuild of the second temple was still being working on when being led by Zerubbabel.
这个新圣殿的宏伟和壮观是完全超出我们所能够想象。
How great and majestic of this new temple is far exceeding our imagination.
我就举一个例子。
So let me give an example.
大希律为了扩建这个圣殿。
When the Herod, the King Herod was trying to expand this temple.
他削平了一个山头。
He removed the tip of the mountain.
所以呢，他有足够大的那个圣殿那个面积可以足够大，可以纳下十个足球场那么大。
Therefore, the area of the temple is able to include a 10 football field.
大家可以想象，那个正在建造的圣殿是何等的壮观。
So you can imagine how majestic is that temple that has been building.
然而呢，以色列人却像他们的祖先一样。
However, the Israelites were just like their forefathers.
他们不断地犯罪，顶撞神，得罪神。
They kept sinning and also rebelled against God.
他们的政治领袖、宗教领袖都彻底地堕落。
So their religious and political leaders completely were fallen.
神按照他的约，按照他的公义，要实行的审判已经迫在眉睫了。他们却浑然不知。
God's judgment according to his righteousness and his covenant was already come right next to them, but they did not even realize it.
主耶稣离世之前最后一周，他来到耶路撒冷。
During the last week before our Lord Jesus exited this world, he came to Jerusalem.
他多次向以色列人宣告神的审判。
So many times he proclaimed to Israelites the judgment of God.
其实在他快要到耶路撒冷的时候，他看见耶路撒冷，想到他要遭到的大灾难，耶稣就为他哀哭。
So as he came near to Jerusalem, when he was when he saw Jerusalem and when he thought of such great tribulation Jerusalem will encounter, he wept for it.
路加福音十九章第四十二到第四十四节。
Book of Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 42 to 44.
主对耶路撒冷说，巴不得你在这日子知道关乎你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
Our Lord said to Jerusalem, saying, If thou hast known, even thou at least in this thy day, the thing which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thy eyes, for the day shall come upon thee that thy
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面围困你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，以你不知道眷顾你的时候。
For the day shall come upon thee, and thy enemies shall cast trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children with thee.And they shall not leave in the one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation.
隔天，主耶稣在回耶路撒冷的路上饿了，看到树旁有一棵无花果树，却在树上找不着什么吃的。
So the next day, when our Lord was returning on the way of his return to Jerusalem, he hungered, and he saw a fig tree, but he could not find anything to eat upon it.
就对树说，从今以后。你永不结果子。
And he told the tree that henceforth thou shalt not bear fruit forever.
那无花果树就立刻枯干了。马太福音第二十一章十九节。
And the fig tree immediately withered, which is in Gospel Book of Matthew chapter 21, from verse 18 to 19.
很多人读到这里面很不理解，主耶稣为什么要咒诅一棵无花果树？
Many people, when they read this, they couldn't understand why did our Lord Jesus curse a fig tree.
圣经把以色列人比喻为无花果树，主耶稣通过咒诅这棵无花果树，宣告的是神对以色列人的审判。
So the Bible uses fig tree as a type for the Israelites. Therefore, through the fig tree, through the curse of the fig tree, the Lord Jesus proclaimed the judgment to the Israel.
同一天，主耶稣到了圣殿，在圣殿里面讲了一个凶恶的关于凶恶园户的比喻。
So the same day, Lord Jesus came to the temple and mentioned about this evil husbandman.
讲完这个比喻，他最后说，所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那些能结果子的百姓。谁掉在这石头上，必要跌碎；这石头掉在谁的身上，就要把它砸得稀烂。
So after the Lord said the parable, he said, therefore, say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bring forth the fruit thereof. And whosoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken, but on whosoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder.
神再次宣告神对以色列的审判。
So once again, God proclaimed the God's judgment to Israel.
马太福音二十二主耶稣又讲了一个儿子摆设婚宴的比喻。
The Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 22, our Lord once again said a parable about a king set a wedding feast for his son.
他多次打发仆人去请那些被召的人来赴席，就是这些被召的人就是指的以色列人。
He sent his servants many times to invite those who are called to come to this feast, and those who are called points toward the Israelites.
但是他们对王的邀请置之不理，甚至凌辱王的仆人，把他们杀了。
But they despise the invitation of the king and even persecute, treat them spitefully and kill them.
王就大大的发怒，发兵除灭那些凶手。烧毁他们的城。
And the king was in great wrath, and therefore he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city.
再到马太福音二十三章。
And let's look at Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 23.
主耶稣一口气宣告文士和法利赛人有祸了，有祸了，有祸了，一共七次。
So seven times our Lord proclaimed, woe unto the scribes and Pharisees, seven times.
然后他说，所以我差遣先知和智慧人并文士到你们这里来，有的你们要杀害，要钉十字架，有的你们要在会堂里鞭打，从这城追逼到那城，教室上所流一人的血都归在你们身上，我实在告诉你们，这一切的罪都要归到这时代。
And therefore the Lord said that many times I send a prophet to prophesy to you. And let me turn to this. So therefore many times that I have sent a prophet and to come to speak to you and you do not repent. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation.
这时代, this
Thank you.